Episode 566. Thank you all for listening to episode 565, Return of the Dub. I am WrestleMania Gray here with my co-host.
Kane. No, I'm just kidding. It's Bear. Don't scare the kids.
Stone Cold Dub.
It's gotta I be. Am Kane.
It's gotta be Dub.
It's gotta be Dub.
I thought he burned in the parlor.
I am Dub. No parent. He left the show, but we know what to do for him. It'll be real easy. So thank you to Wes Anderson for Moments in Time and Mind Quarantine. Check him out on Facebook, Wes Anderson Music. Give him a follow on X at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com, Metro Overline Podcast, and Brandon will get over that deal. Thank you to Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo surrounding areas and not.
West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
There we go.
Thank you, Sean, and thank you to Crandall's for mowing both of my lawns, my rental and my new home, for the next month, and then the rental is gone, told the landlord, but Sean might take over this rental, so we're waiting to see if she wants to do that, and she thanked me for the referral, so Sean might be living here, and then he'll be taking care of the lawn still, but you know who's taking care of my lawn? Guess who cut my lawn this first time?
Who? Parrot?
The parrot. He was out there cutting, standing. Kelly took a picture, sent it to me. Grayson went out and just bugged the shit out of him. So Parrot's working for Sean on the side while he does shows for me. So worked out a deal with Crandall's because that's the good guy that Sean is. So be sure to get with Sean and tell him about all of your landscaping and mowing needs. I think they have, I know landscaping is the biggest part of their business, but they still have 70 lawns they mow.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I just tell you something. He's grown that business, and Dub and I know this for a fact, and I know Bear does too. He started that shit from the ground and did it all himself. So good businessman, one of the hardest workers I've ever worked with. So reach out to Sean, tell him what you need, and he's going to hook you up. He's a good dude. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art, and get yourself a...
Oh, no, there's nothing on the wall.
It's not there. Frank is gone. Frank is, he's on the ground. He's no, they're all the signs there are right there on the ground.
Okay, no packing.
Frank's there somewhere. No, the signs I'm not putting in anything. I'm like, I'm carrying them, sons of bitches. It's a mile down the street. We're good. So, thank you to Paper Denim Art. Thank you to Great Key Merch, Sparty Steve, and last but not least, Connell Barrett, datingtransformation.com.
Get to datingtransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell when you mentioned Over the Line Podcast. And in the meantime, get to amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So, Jeremy, I just told him we're ready.
Big
go ahead, Dub.
Big win.
I mean, Jeremy Bear, 42.
Yeah, that's why I was pumping my fist in the camera while I was doing that read. Yeah, Wings going to win. Flyers lost. So Wings get 2 points. Philly gets one. That is great. Exactly what they needed. So they gain a point on them, and they still have a game on them as well. So Wings don't play till Friday. And the Rangers just got blown out by Pittsburgh. So hopefully they'll be down and out. The Wings can steal one Friday against the Rangers.
Good shit.
All right. So
trivia.
Worth 2 points.
Oh, wait. Whoa. I haven't even given the updated standings yet.
Sorry.
Thank you. Updated standings. Gray with 37.5. Cody with 8. Bear, myself, 20.5. Parrot with 15. W, you have 0. And again, awesome. You haven't been on yet, so that's why.
Get your chat boxes open, fellas. So worth 2 points. What was the last WrestleMania The Rock wrestled at? Bonus 2 points if you can say who he faced.
I feel like this is a trick question.
It is. It's funny that I know who he faced, but I can't remember the number. So it's a guess.
I got it.
Got it in.
All right.
3, 2, 1, and go. 32, Wyatt Family, 29, Punk, 36, Eric Rowan.
I meant to say with Cena, but...
I was way off.
It was in Dallas.
Punk was at the Rumble.
Ah, damn it.
WrestleMania 32 when he beat Eric Rowan in 6 seconds. So Dub gets 32 and I get Eric Rowan. All right. Fair enough.
I mean, give Dub four. Family at the time.
Yeah, he is. But it was just him and Eric Rowan. I remember. I just couldn't remember the number. That was 8 years ago. Holy shit. That's
crazy.
All right. So two for me, two for, or four for Dubster.
All right, for me.
He's going to give us seven facts, and you tell me the two that are lies. Each one is correct. Okay, I'm going to just share the screen for this. All right, here, hold on. I'm going to just put it in the chat box, and then I'll read them. So here's your seven facts, two of which are false. So we have to say the two that are lies. So what we'll do is just put in our chat box the two numbers that we think are the lies. But let's just read these for the people. So Jeremy's trivia question, seven facts, and you tell me the two that are lies. Each one correct is worth 2 points. Number one, Goldust has the most consecutive WrestleMania losses. Two, Howard Finkel is credited with coining the name WrestleMania. Number three, Mean Gene sang the national anthem at WrestleMania 1. Stone Cold Steve Austin and John Cena are tied for the most world title victories.
Number at five. WrestleMania?
Yeah, this is all WrestleMania.
Okay, well, it just says most world title victories, so obviously that would be a lie if that was, if that was not at WrestleMania. So I just want to specify that.
Number five, Vince McMahon has never won at WrestleMania. Number six, Vince McMahon wanted to call his annual event the Colossal Tussle. Number seven, WrestleMania 28 holds the record for most pay-per-view buys.
He said two of these are
false.
So do we just type
put the two numbers? The two numbers you think are false. And then I'll tell you when to hit enter.
All right.
Got mine in.
Hold on.
This is tough because I got three of them that I think are false.
I know one for sure that's
false. Yeah, well, I know one for sure is. But I want to say my second is a trick question. Not a trick question, but. Shit. All right. I think I'm ready.
Ready?
Hold on. I'm doing one more look over.
Okay.
This is my third. I just want to. Okay. I just changed mine. It's probably a mistake.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Can you do me a solid? And just put in parentheses what your other one was.
All right. Got it.
Okay.
So my parentheses is not my final answer. That was the one I thought it was. So my one outside the parentheses is what I'm going with.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, and go. 1 and 4, 4 and 7, 5 and 3.
Mean Gene definitely sang national anthem WrestleMania 1.
And Vince McMahon beat
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, Pat McAfee. So
5's right.
Jesus.
That's the one I knew was right.
Yeah, that's the one I knew was right too. But Mean Gene, that's why I was like, is this a trick question or is this like a
That's legit. Yep. For a fact.
I think 28, I almost said 7 too, Bear, but I think it did have the most buys.
That's why I changed the 1 and 4.
Because was Rock and Cena.
Whoa. Okay. So it's 4 and 1.
Boom.
What?
Nailed it.
That's what Jeremy said. 1, Goldust has the most consecutive WrestleMania losses. Tito Santana has 7. And I'm going to, Vince beat Pat McAfee.
Jeremy's going to. Yeah.
Wait, so what is he saying is...
Number 4, Stone Cold and John Cena have the most world title victories. Hulk Hogan does.
Which makes sense because even... I read it as Cena and Austin are tied for most. I was like, I don't think so, because I think Austin only had two.
See, and I was going 5 and 7, and I switched 5 to 4 because of Hogan.
He beat, then, yeah, he beat HBK. He beat The Rock twice.
Yeah, but
win the title.
One of them wasn't for the title, though. He kept the title at 17.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He got the title at 15.
19 wasn't for the title. So
Hogan won. Yeah, Hogan's won several. Okay. Jeremy said, oh, we're counting that as a match?
I agree. I mean,
well, that is a match. The bell rang.
The bell rang.
But wasn't it, somebody
which
else?
Which WrestleMania was it? Well, there were two matches. 38?
It was 38.
Hold on. Let's pull it up and see if it's
when Stone Cold came back. It was night two.
Yeah, that's what I was, because Pat Mack beat somebody, and then Vince came in and had a match with Pat
Austin
Mack.
Theory. Didn't he beat Austin Theory? And then Vince McMahon got in the ring, the bell rang. That's a match.
Yeah, but
he just said, okay, so three were false.
If it was an unsanctioned.
No, it was ref, all of that.
It was a match.
Let me see if they put it on Wikipedia.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
It is. Mr. McMahon defeated Pat McAfee by pinfall. 3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Oh, well, this says Vince McMahon, so not Pat, not Mr.
Shut
McMahon.
Shut the fuck up. All right. So I get 4. You get 4. Dub gets 2.
Yeah. Dub, go back and watch WrestleMania 1.
Well, that's why I thought, I'm like, is this a true question? Because I thought it was.
He said he should have made them all false and as an April Fool's gag.
That would have been funny, though.
Yes, it would have been.
But now, as I'm thinking about it, yes, I do. I think I remember hearing that. So,
hey, I was going to ask you this: Does Bird Dog listen to the WrestleMania shows?
Or he probably won't. I would. I don't know. He might. I'm not sure. He's really into our show. So
I like that. I love hearing this. Why does he like the show?
He just gets a kick out of us bantering back and forth to each other. Is exactly what it is.
God, tell him to go listen to the early shit when you and Dub went at it. That was the best.
I'll tell him to go back to some of the other ones. But he's not a big wrestling fan. But he might listen to it anyways.
Tell him to check in on number 7.
Which one was that?
That's the one you shit your pants?
No, that was 14. That's when it was, I think the episode was called Ah Fuck, because it was the first time we swore. We tried really hard and we did really good. And then Bear broke the rule because Tom shit his pants. Episode 14. Thank you all for listening to episode 13. We just die in the garage. And then COVID hits and we're on Zoom and it's like the greatest thing in the world. We can record a show on Zoom.
I know. So and, much
dumb. So I told you this because we got to get you back more if we can. I told you, saw our text going back and forth. That I want to do The Sopranos, but Bear and I have talked about it. We have to break it up because it can become monotonous and it's a lot. So I'm thinking like we do, you know, if we can do, I don't know, Bear, right now you can't. So we're going to do it next, like as we get towards the end, you know, into not busy season, the summer when there's golf. So as football's coming on, you know, maybe we'll start doing shit when there's only football. But doing like 2 episodes in a week. So you got to watch, you know, like start out with season 1, watch episode 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're done. And then we'll cover episode 1 and 2. And then we'll do it for 6 weeks. So we get through season 1 and then we'll take a little break. And then come back, recap it, and then do season 2.
Yeah. I think we could probably, like I said, as long as I got the time to do it, I got time to do it. But
right. And we'll figure it out. But like I'm in double appreciate. I'm in season 5 right now. And Tony B and Christopher just went out to Uncle Pat's farm. And had to move some bodies because they sold the farm. So you know what's coming up soon.
We'll prepare.
Because I just want you to enjoy it because it was just so damn good.
So great, pal.
Oh, yeah. So great, pal. Let's get into WrestleMania.
Night 1. We got 7 matches. What it says, at least. What they tell me on the interweb. which will probably change, or we'll get more. Sounds like the Andre the Giant Battle Royal will be on SmackDown again. I think it was last year. Sounds like they're going to do that again night before. So, yeah, WrestleMania in Philly. I haven't looked. Did anyone look at the weather to see how it's going to be?
It should be probably good because I know it's really good here this weekend.
Yeah, I think this weekend was supposed to be decent here.
Sunny here. But, man, Philly now?
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
But, man, that's –
it'll be in Minnesota next year.
Yeah, but it's in a dome.
Oh, I know, but –
Saturday 52 and cloudy, Sunday 57 and partly cloudy. So yeah, they'll
38 the low. They're going to be freezing.
They won't get any rain though, which is the important part. So okay, so night 1, Saturday night, WrestleMania night 1. This is in no particular order, by the way. I just put them in as they're in there. So
we'll save number 6 for last though.
Yeah, that will be the main event. We know that. But we'll start from the top. You have our champ Rhea Ripley going up against Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship. Dub.
Becky.
Becky for Dub. I'm going with Rhea. I think she keeps her title. Parrot's going with Rhea because it's on the left.
Good luck with Sami Zayn, Parrot. Rhea Ripley for me.
Rhea for Gray. Cody, Peapod, awesome. Jeremy. Nothing yet.
Yeah, no, I got it. Jeremy is going Becky Lynch.
Okay.
And Peapod is going with Rhea.
Okay. Split field here.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be that old man yelling at the cloud. I just think that they're holding on to the titles way too damn long. Like, it's been a year with Rhea. It's been 2 years.
That's good. Split. No, it's been three and a half with Roman.
Almost it's been four. 3.5 with Roman.
What's wrong with Rhea holding it? Becky is just so boring to me. She is.
It's fine. Then get someone else.
Rhea's a strong title.
Rhea's great. She's a great heel. You want people to chase her. And you know who's going to chase her is going to be Jade. That's what's going to happen. Like, that's going to
be some shit right there.
And that'll be fine. But I'm just –
Who would you give the title to, though?
I'm just saying, if you don't want to watch a storyline develop, go watch AEW. You can just watch like Slip and Fly.
I want to watch a storyline develop, but, I mean, I don't want – it's getting to that point where it's like, okay, it's getting too long, you know? You got to remember the Attitude Era. We grew up in the Attitude Era where titles were changing every other day. And yes, I don't want it every other day, but I mean, my goodness, like, I just think it's getting too long. I'm not saying put it on Becky, and there's just too much talent on there. And I think people are just, I don't know, either they're not taking advantage of it or the stars themselves are not taking advantage of it. I don't know, but
yeah, that's my sense. I like it. I like her keeping it because I think she's a good character. She's not a single, right? She's in a faction. Like, there's still a lot of room to build and grow with that. But to come back and lose it to fucking Becky, ugh, no thanks. Or at least wait till Charlotte comes back in a few months at SummerSlam or something. I mean, Becky's just boring to me. Agreed. No thanks. Men's Intercontinental title match. We got Gunther the champion against Sami Zayn. Who does Jeremy have?
Jeremy has, well, I can tell you Peapod has Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Jeremy has, sorry, I got to click back and forth in these chats. Jeremy has Gunther. I'm going Gunther.
Gunther for Gray. Parrot's going Sami. I'm also going Sami here. I think they're going to take the strap off Gunther and he's going to start chasing whoever wins the, Seth and Drew title. I think it's his time. It's his time to become a champion and he's going to start chasing. And one way to do that is to lose your Intercontinental title. So we'll see how that goes, but I think it's going to happen. So we'll go Sami here getting the belt. So
I'm going another title change. I'm going Sami.
Interesting.
We have a 6-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. We have the Judgment Day, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, who are the champions, versus hashtag DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, versus the Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth, versus the New Day, Kofi and Xavier Woods, versus A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, versus the new Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. This should be a good match, pretty much replacing.
It should be really good.
Yep.
This is what a ladder match, right?
Correct, yeah.
I can't wait to see the shenanigans of R-Truth.
It's going to be good.
I think I'm going to go another one, but...
Another one.
Because... So I'm going to go DIY. But I think because Damian's going to come back and cash in.
That's night two.
Huh?
That's night two. That he'll cash in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going DIY also. The heels have had the belts for that long. So, yeah, it's time to put them on some faces. So, give me Gargano and Ciampa.
I could see some wacky shit where, like, R-Truth climbs up, grabs a belt, throws it down to Judgment Day because he still thinks he's in the Judgment Day.
I like that, too. Judgment Day for Parrot, by the way, that's on the left.
Yeah. I love that video when he says, okay, I'm here in Austria. Yeah. And there's nobody here.
Just he's supposed to be in Australia? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's like become the most underrated talent out there. Maybe getting close to in history.
So I would love to see Awesome Truth get a run. So I'm just going to go with them.
I mean, it is WrestleMania. Anything can happen. Where is the pod going?
P-Pod is going New Catch Republic.
Okay.
And Jeremy's going with The Awesome Truth as well.
All right. We have a very simple, what we don't get much anymore, singles match. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
And for Jeremy, Jeremy is going with Jey. Peepod's answer is the best.
Uso winning?
Which Uso is the good one? That's who wins. Jey.
I think it's Jey, right?
It is. I'm also going Jey.
Parrot is going Jimmy. Is Jay's like the known one, right? He's more popular.
Yeah.
Jey. Yeet.
I'm going Jimmy. He gave that shine to his brother. I don't like that I'm going with Parrot a lot here. It's making me super nervous. Dub.
I think we get a Rikishi appearance, and I'm going to go.
Man. He's not. Is he going to the Hall of Fame?
Isn't he already in the Hall of Fame?
I thought he was in with Too Cool or whatever.
Oh, is he? I didn't know if he was this time or not, which would make sense how he could be there.
I'll go Jimmy.
We have a 6-woman tag team match. We have Bianca, Jade, and Naomi versus Damage Control. Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Doubles.
Give me Sexual Chocolate 2.0.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
What?
2.0. All right, putting that in there.
Did you see Jade on? I mean, they absolutely destroyed Damage Control. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, she is she's a beast. Yeah, I'm going with them too. We're going Bianca, Jade, Naomi for me, which will be BJM.
BJ now.
Parrot Parrot's going that way. He's going on the left, so BJM for Parrot.
Amazing. It's amazing that he's going to end up with like the best idiot. Yeah, Bianca, Jade, and Naomi.
BJN for Gray. And Papad?
P Peapod is going Jade, Bianca, Naomi.
I would hope so. And Jeremy.
Jeremy is going with Bianca, Naomi, and Jade.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a solid choice here. Just a basic tag team match, probably going to be on the pre-show would be my guess. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic, Dirty Dominic Mysterio. Does Jeremy and Papad have those picked? Because I think that just like...
Yes, both of them have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee.
Rey and Dragon, these nuts.
I'm also going Dragon, these nuts.
And Parrot is going with them as well. And I'm going with them as well. Dub, you going with old Mysterio or young Mysterio?
I'll go with old.
All right.
Mysterio as well.
Rey and Dragon for everybody.
Yeah.
All right. And your main event of night one, the Bloodline, Rock and Roman versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins in a tag team match. If Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside during the undisputed WWE University Championship match on night two. If Rock and Roman win, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. Dub?
Rock and Roman. I think you're going to get those. I don't even know what the Bloodline rules is.
Street, like, but basically anything goes.
Yep.
I'll talk more about it when we get to night two.
Yeah, I'm going Bloodline as well. I mean, I think it sets up for the story as we get into night two. So I think Rock and Roman win, but there'll be some sort of shenanigans. Something's going to happen to kind of flip the story with the Rock and Roman something, which we'll push into night two as well. But yeah, Bloodline for me.
Damn, Harry is kicking the shit out of security. I love it.
I think
Rhea Ripley, just to get to Becky.
I think what you're going to get is...
Man, those are falling out, brah.
I can't get USA anymore, so I can't... Well, I'm going to have to watch tomorrow on the Hulu.
I'm watching UConn-USC women's basketball.
No, so what I think is going to happen, I think... Yeah, Bear, I think you're
no
right.
No way Becky throws down guy security guards. Rhea, I can believe. Becky, not a chance in hell.
I think what you're going to get is something like The Rock destroys him and then Roman slides in for the pin or something like that to just keep, yeah, like you said, keep the story going into night two.
There's already tension, so that's what they need to do. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, Parrot's going Cody and Seth. That's on the right, so great.
Yeah, Bloodline's winning this. And I could see Seth taking the pinfall here and taking it two times, maybe three, in WrestleMania. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think Bloodline wins. Bloodline rules, leads into night two because Cody's got to go through everybody in the Bloodline to finish that story, and then you're going to have The Rock and Roman clash at the end of that to set up them at probably SummerSlam.
Come on, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, because we might either work it or go to it. I'll find that out this week, too.
Yeah. Well, let me know because I'm in either way. So,
did you get tickets yet?
They're not on sale.
Oh, they're not on sale yet. That's good.
They just put tickets up for the July show last week, whatever that is. I don't know where it's at, but yeah. So SummerSlam probably won't be for another 2 to 3 weeks would be my guess for tickets. Be my thought.
Yeah, got to do I'm just going to do the drive-in, drive-out. That's my plan. And maybe, but got to see because I do want to do access and all that shit too. So we'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, let me know when all that comes about.
Yep. We'll do.
Peapod, where we got?
Peapod's got to get back to me on that one. I think that's the one he missed, but I would assume Bloodline. So just put Bloodline asterisks.
I will. And Jeremy.
Jeremy is going with The Rock and Roman.
Jeremy's smart. He knows. Bloodline. Yep. All right, night one, we got our picks in. Updated standings too. We forgot to say, which we'll obviously update next week after all is over. Gray with 21, Jeremy with 20, Papad with 20, Dub with 19, Parrot with 18, myself with 17, and Cody with 8 because he doesn't pick. All right, night two. Right now we have 6 matches. Obviously, asterisk more could or will be added. We will see. If anything pops up during the night, we're just going to say, fuck it. Don't worry about it.
It doesn't happen before Saturday.
Yeah, if it's not – I mean, if it pops up Sunday at 2 o'clock and we all get our picks in, great. But if it's a random Pat McAfee versus Vince McMahon, yeah, we're not counting in our picks. So we will see, but I'm sure they'll add in at least one more match. But you know that you're going to have an hour-long Roman and Cody match for sure. So let's start it off. First, well, again, not sure what the match is in order. We'll do number 5 last. So we will go with the champion Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. Dub.
Bayley.
I don't know how to type. I was typing in Gailey. That is not good. yeah, I'm going Bayley as well. I think that she's gonna get that belt. The story has been going there, so we're going Bayley.
Lucky bastard.
Barrett's got Sky.
Oh, it's back to right for him though. If you're going simply WrestleMania.
Yeah, I guess you're right because he did go left on the last pick. So. Bastard. Bayley for Barrett. Gray.
Bayley.
Now, this one I can make for Cody because we all know where he's going.
100%.
Bayley. But I spelled his the correct way.
Bayley.
Mm-hmm. And who does Papad have?
Bayley.
Surprise, Papad didn't take, I don't know. I can't name a woman in AEW or I would have there.
Tony Storm. Joke.
There we go.
Yeah, Tony Storm.
She even wrestle anymore? Isn't she still injured?
She might be.
And Jeremy.
Soraya or whatever.
There you go. Paige Soraya. Jeremy going Bayley as well?
Pornhub. Yes.
All right. Which could be the match of WrestleMania, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Who does Jeremy have?
LA Knight.
La Knight. Papad?
Law Knight.
Cody, we don't know. Gray.
L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Oh, I'm spelling.
AJ doesn't need this win.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so one bit. Damn it.
How'd you do?
I accidentally pressed paste instead of copy. There we go. Parate is going AJ Styles, though. He's a big AJ Styles guy.
No, he's LA Knight.
Oh, yeah, he did start on the right. See, this is what confused me. That's why we shouldn't have done that. He should have started on the left on both of them. Dub, I'm going.
Everybody's saying LA Knight. Yeah.
And I'm changing the other one.
Mine was better than Gray's.
Peapod, he's got Cody and Seth. What the fuck, dude?
Wow.
Okay. You got to pick on me. I'm always supportive of you.
Interesting.
What?
He said mine was better than Gray's.
Yeah, mine was better than yours.
Yeah.
Maybe another potential could steal a WrestleMania moment here. Great match, I think.
Absolutely.
Logan Paul is your U.S. or your United States champion versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens in a triple threat. This is going to be good. It's going to be a really good match. Doubles.
I am going to go. Kevin Owens.
Okay. Oh, I'm going with Logan. He's keeping that belt. This is a huge spot for him. It just makes him look good keeping the belt against these two guys. And you know exactly what's going to happen because he is a great heel. Orton is 100% going to RKO Kevin Owens out of nowhere. Logan Paul is going to do some random shit to Randy to get him out of there. Pin Owens in the classic chicken shit heel way to keep his belt. So give me Logan to retain. Parrot is going with KO. Great.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Papad.
Logan Paul.
And Jeremy.
Logan Paul.
All right. A lot of Logan support here. We'll just go to number six right now. The Pride, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Akam, and Rezar in a six-man Philadelphia street fight. Jeremy? So
three ways across the Pride.
Pride. Pride. Parrot. Left, right, left. Pride. Also Pride. And Douglas.
Pride.
Pride across the way. All right. Your co-most, well, probably not. It'll probably be the opener. Seth freaking Rollins, your champion, versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Dub?
Okay, so how...
Tell me what you want to do, and I'll type it in.
Tell us, yeah.
I think Drew's going to win, but I think Damian cashes.
Drew?
So if Drew wins, you get a point.
Damian. Yeah.
If Damian cashes, doesn't matter.
No, I know. I'm just telling you.
You're not losing a point.
I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen.
Okay. I'm going Seth. I think Seth retains. And I think that's it. Fuck Damian. How about that?
Did you see that he's I've heard rumors that he's dating Lana or whatever. Since you know, embraced. Yeah, since Lana and Rusev.
Yeah, since they split.
Isn't she still on AEW though?
Yeah.
That's weird. Anything's possible though. This is America. Gray, Seth for Parrot, by the way. He was on the left.
I could see this going either way on Drew or Seth. On one side, Seth winning and then getting cashed on would be amazing. So that's what I'm going to go with. But on the other side, I could see Drew winning in front of a crowd and then getting cashed on, which would be also amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that at the last WrestleMania he was at?
Well,
when he won his title, what happened? Didn't he lose it?
No, it was COVID. So he won in front of
him. He just won and beat Brock. Yeah, nobody was there.
Yeah, but I thought he lost it within like a month. Like it was quick.
No, he lost it at SummerSlam, I think.
Oh, yeah. Did he? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, because we want short title reigns. Don't forget.
That's right. If we're dumb. Where's Papad going here?
Papad. Is going with Drew.
All right. And Jeremy?
Drew.
Okay. All right. Your main event of the evening, Roman Reigns, your champion, versus Cody Rhodes, which all of us who are on this assume that it will be under Bloodline rules. We do not know that yet. That is our assumption with our picks from the night before. So, what does Jeremy think is going to happen?
Cody Rhodes.
Papad.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, Jesus. What a mark.
You could see him putting it off another year.
Oh, Peapod. That's what AEW does to you. Gray.
John Cena. Hulk Hogan. No, Cody Rhodes.
That would be wild. Parrot going Cody. Lucky him, because that's who he wants. You know he does. I'm also going Cody. I think he does finish the story this time. And just like you said, runs the entire bloodline. But when he gets to Rock, it's a respect thing. Rock lets him beat him, pushes Roman.
That's exactly what I thought. Like, he's going to get to Rock, and Rock's going to be like...
Rock's going to walk right off the ring. Cody will hit the old, whatever the hell he has. I wanted to say Dirty Deeds, but that was John Moxley. Yeah.
Say he'll say something to him about his dad and shit, and like, you earned this.
Yeah.
Finish your story.
I think so.
That's exactly what I thought, which would be cool.
But he'll say, finish the fucking story.
Yeah, you're right. Finish the fucking story, you piece of shit.
And then after that, he'll have his little moment. Rock will get into the ring and
drink Terramana.
Stomp out Roman. Or, which would be great, is Heyman turns over to the Rock.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Which would be awesome. Which I can see. I mean,
that would be pretty awesome. So
here's another thing: does Lesnar show up anywhere here?
I don't think
Lesnar shows up.
I think that's too touchy. I think it's just too touchy still.
And there's still no proof of that, by the way.
True. I just think it's.
You're right.
I think they probably just want to keep it off the radar. Cena. I can see Cena. I can see Stone Cold. I can see Taker.
Like them all just coming and blocking the bloodline.
I could see something happening like that. Get some star power for sure.
I see Dustin for sure.
Yeah, I do too. I could see him coming.
Dustin, obviously, not Gold Dust, as Dustin.
You think he's gonna you think they're gonna let him?
Oh yeah.
I could see it. I don't know if he's under contract with AEW, but TK is just a dick. And you know, all these people that think MJF showing up, he's signed with AEW. He's there.
Oh my God, did you see all that
dumb shit? Yeah, what was that all about?
That's why I hate, again, same thing with April Fool's. I saw six different things about him signing with WWE today. I'm like, oh Jesus.
But I saw something like that yesterday.
Well, people have thought that for a while now, and I'm pretty sure he quietly signed with AEW back
in the day.
I thought I saw
5 years.
He did. Like last year, he signed a 5-year contract.
Like at the end of the year, yeah. When he took his time off, when he lost to Samoa Joe.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I love how I sent you that picture that AEW is more WWE than WWE is.
But maybe it was one of those where it's the name on the contract is MJF, but it's not Maxwell Jacob Friedman. It was the devil. All right, Dub, Roman and Cody.
I think Cody. I think Roman slides into the Brock Lesnar schedule. SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think it's time for Roman to have a break. You've been running hard for a long time. That's also why I think Heyman flips to the Rock, gives Heyman time off.
Well, but Roman really hasn't done shit. He only wrestles once a month.
He's still making every show, though. I mean, it's still a lot of travel. He just doesn't get to sit at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think Dustin for sure shows up.
They just added a Raw women's – or I think they just added a 6-women match on Raw.
I would love to see – obviously
WWE Speed debuts Wednesday at noon.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, I did hear something about that. I would love to see Stone Cold, but how are you going to tie that in with Cody? That's why I say
Dwayne.
That's what I'm saying. If you bring in Stone Cold, you got to tie it in with The Rock.
But they did when they had the camera shot of the truck.
Yeah. Well, that's what I saw. But then, you got, I mean,
Rock was on another truck. Cena was on that truck.
Yeah, that you had the Cena and Stone Cold on both. So I saw that. So, I mean,
and I could see Brock coming just for that too.
Or maybe, hear me out here. Rikishi comes out, does the job on Roman. I did it for the Rock, brother. What about that?
I did it for the Rock.
And then he runs over Stone Cold with the car. And you're like, oh shit.
It's over Stone Cold car.
He did it again.
Or Stone Cold runs him over with a car and he finishes the story.
Now that's long-term storybooking, Dub. See, now you're thinking. You're using your brain.
There you go.
I mean, could you imagine that, though? Like, if I walked into that room today, I'd be like, all right, listen, this is what we're going to do. Stone Cold's hitting Rikishi with a fucking car. What are you talking about? All these writers, what are you talking about? I'd be like, 1999 still burns in my brain.
25 years ago on a cold December night.
Rune Survivor Series for us. I think that was in Detroit too, wasn't it?
It was. Or yeah, it was.
I think it was Survivor Series in Detroit.
No, it wasn't. It was Unforgiven. It was in December.
Are you sure? I thought it was Survivor Series. I think it's Survivor Series 99.
I think he came back Survivor Series 2000. See, now I'm going to have to look it up.
That's what I'm doing right now. Astros pitcher threw a no-hitter against the Maple Leafs. Jesus, the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Did it for a rock, bro.
City was right. Yeah, it was in
Survivor Series 99. Yep.
Yep, so it was. I thought it was December. So then when did he come back? Maybe it was October, because I don't think it was 12 months. I think it was like 11.
It was a long time.
Oh, September. So he returned at Unforgiven September 2000. So I had it backwards. There you go. No, I had it. I was wrong, but I was right. So, I'm going, Cody. Finish the story.
Okay. I think we'll have a good couple of cards. I think we will.
I think the matches are going to be good. I just think the stories aren't being told. Like I said, with Gunther and Sammy, I haven't seen any buildup or any story.
Because it was supposed to be Lesnar.
Well, I know it was supposed to be Lesnar, but still, Lesnar's out of the picture now. Not make it a story. Don't just throw someone in there.
Lesnar's been out of the picture for 3 months.
They went through. They had to do a tournament and all that shit. They got it.
So, and like, what else? LA and Styles. That's been actually a pretty good story.
Yeah, they brought that up. I loved him dressing as a security guard.
Yes, that made me laugh.
That was pretty good. But like, even Jay and Jimmy, I know you got the Bloodline story, but I haven't heard anything. They're on two different shows. They haven't.
But they're the reason why the whole Bloodline kind of broke up, though. So yeah. I think this is tying all that back in.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, some shit's thrown together, right? This Bianca and Damage Control, okay, that's been over the last 2 weeks. Like, Jay just came to the main show. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to, right? Mysterio, that's been running, but whatever.
With Ray and Santos, but...
Yeah, I mean, the six-pack tag team match, obviously, is just, you know, that's our entertainment. That's going to be a hell of a match. But everything else, I think, has been pretty good, especially Logan and Randy. I love that. And then throw Kevin in there. It's great. It's great. Great shit, pal.
Oh, yeah, because Kevin and Logan have had some beef over the past couple months.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's going to be a good WrestleMania. I think the cards are going to be great. So this is our fourth pay-per-view of the year.
In other news, some things we didn't say in the last episode. First off, in 9 months, WWE Raw will be uncensored on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
First off. Austin Matthews, ninth player in NHL history with multiple 60-goal seasons, and the only American-born player to score 60.
Back to the Netflix one. I don't remember if I asked this before or I even saw it. So does that mean all the content is going there or just
no, Raw? Just Raw. That's it.
No pay-per-views, none of that.
Nope, that's all Peacock.
The pay-per-views are still on Peacock, but you need Netflix.
And all the content. Netflix just has Raw.
Makes no sense to me, but
okay. It really doesn't. I think what's up?
It does when they got paid, what was it? Was it $5 billion?
But why, if you're Netflix, why wouldn't you just take that from Peacock and pay the extra money?
Probably didn't want to pay $10 or $15 billion. But I get what you're saying.
You would have had me subscribe right back to it.
Yep. But they got it for
Raw. I'm not subscribing to Netflix just to watch Raw. I'll just stay with Peacock and just watch all the other shit.
We get Netflix for we bet 2 months out of the entire year, and then we get it. And once it runs out, we don't get it until next year.
It's just, I don't know. Netflix, I mean, we got rid of Netflix because they put the same movies and shit on there. And yeah, they had some good shows and stuff, but
and just for my reason, there's just too much shit out there. And some of the streaming stuff, you need cable to stream all this shit. I mean, so
just get you a Fire Stick. That's all you need.
I thought I told you about this, Dub.
But you have, but then when you bring in the word illegal and
nobody said illegal.
Illegal.
I'm like, what's illegal? There's nothing illegal when you're.
It is very legal to have a Fire Stick. I'm saying to you, get a general Fire Stick and download those apps. Period. I mean, if you have a Capital One card like I do, Capital One, since I have that, Peacock's free for me.
I'm just asking. So you pay for a service. You pay for a streaming service, correct, Dub?
No, we don't have cable.
No. I didn't say that. I said you pay for a streaming service. You have something. You have Peacock. You have something.
Yeah, we have Peacock, and we got the bundle with Hulu and Disney.
Okay, and so you pay for streaming service.
Yes
is the answer. I didn't say cable. I didn't say cable streaming. I didn't say YouTube TV. So you pay for streaming services.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So you're doing the same thing.
Well, yeah.
We'll chat in 12 days.
Well, no, I'll see you Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. We'll chat in 5 days. That is correct.
Yeah.
My
wife is like, Lauren, she's like, do you want me to drop you off? I'm like, I mean, I should be fine. But sure, you can drop me off.
I mean, you're probably pretty close. You guys live close to each other. Can't be that far away.
No, it's like 10 minutes, not even.
Do you think that's not close to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not close. No, it's close. It's not.
I mean, I think I live close to Gray. I'm 10 minutes from him. I mean, I think that's close.
I think it's close. Yeah.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
When I lived in North Toledo,
I don't know what's happening.
My house was not close.
All right, Dub. You live in what? Sylvania?
Yeah.
And where do you have to get to?
Sylvania. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's got to be close.
It is close.
And you're like, it's not close. It's 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes is kind of close.
But, yeah.
I bet you if you catch three of those lights, it's probably 6 minutes.
Well, this is for the thirst-quenching beverages that I'm sure will be there. So
fucking pouring out.
Right, is this like a strip club bachelor party? What the hell's happening?
No, it's not. It's a diaper party.
Diaper party.
Oh, well, that's... You won't get hammered there.
I'm not saying I'm going to get hammered.
Oh, who's having a kid?
Greg Cupcake. Right. I mean, I don't think
Cupcake? I know Cupcake. But I haven't seen him in like 10 years.
Yeah. So,
that's good. Yeah. Congrats to him.
Yeah, he is. So, yeah, everyone.
This is his first?
Yeah, this is his first.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Congrats to Cupcake. No, I haven't seen him in probably 10 years. So,
I mean, he's told me 800 times Dubby has like 300 beers. So you're getting fucking plowed. So you might as well just have Lauren drop you off. You're going to pass out match one of WrestleMania, and that'll be your night.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I don't want to get hammered, so I can stay up and watch WrestleMania.
I think you can still put back 6 to 8 beers, and you're going to be just okay.
I don't drink like I used to, so I really haven't drank in a while. So
well, you
I
can,
beers
can
open, will probably be like...
We can open it back up and see.
Oh, my.
So,
you start rolling around in the yard.
Oh, there we go. Yankees are up 3-0.
Throwing up on doors.
Oh, man, the good old days.
Will you have Bear take a video of you walking out of a door doing the Stone Cold? Like before.
That video is still around somewhere.
It's amazing. Yeah, it'll be around in about a month and... About a month and a half, and someone will post it. It's May. Mid-May. Yep. It's definitely mid-May. I think I still have the video saved on my phone. That's one I won't delete.
It's just there forever.
Oh yeah, I'd never delete. I'll delete other pictures before I delete that video out of my phone.
Just him.
Oh, it was so good.
That's the best video.
Well, we stone colded probably like 3 weeks in a row because we did it at Eccles' bachelor party.
Yeah. We did that one, and then
yours was like right after, wasn't it? Or was that a year later?
Oh, mine?
Why did we do it?
Didn't it go Kyle got married and then 2 weeks later Kenny got married and then a year later I got married in May? Or Kevin got married in May too. It was
who the hell's is it put in Bay?
Everybody's,
mine,
Kenny's.
Well, the one. Hold on. Which one was it? Whose was it with the church incident?
I don't remember. Church incident. That died. That died. That dies in 12 days.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you at all. I'm talking about Dean.
That wasn't Dean.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Dean had some shit happen too, but I know what you're talking about too.
Yeah, it was the same one.
If you're talking about Dean, then it was mine.
Yeah, see, Dean was yours.
That was at a candy shop bench.
Again, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do, Tom. You know. You don't remember Dean? You don't remember his saying that weekend?
We'll have to save that for off the air. So,
yeah,
you don't remember his saying that weekend? You know right when I'm going to say it. She ain't a real lady unless she's pushing 280.
Yeah, because there was some shit with someone's brother too that weekend, and Dean and someone's brother.
Yeah, Dean saying, I don't think I'll ever forget that. Every time he said that, it made me laugh. Weren't you there when he was going to get into the fight with those little midgets?
Where was that at?
Mojito? Yeah, that was at Mojito. I can't remember if you were there. You were off. I don't know if you guys were at another bar, but we walked into it, and Andy's like, hey, shit's going down. And I walk over, and that was when he goes up, and the dude's like, I was a high school wrestler, collegiate D2. Like, I will destroy you. And Dean's like, you're 5'6". I will whip my dick out and hammer you into the ground. And we told the bouncer, we're like, look, like, this dude is just big country fuck. He's going to take all these four dudes at once. It's going to be ugly. Can you just get these dudes out of here? And the bouncer took care of him. Hey, he got the four dudes out of there. He did. He totally kicked him out, and he went to Dean. Dean apologized. He's like, I don't want to start shit, but the guy was being an asshole. He goes, I ain't backing down for them. And the dude, I think the bouncer's like, I know you would have whooped the shit out of him. I don't need that in here.
I don't know if I remember that.
See, I remember there were wild bachelor parties, and there were calm bachelor parties, and then there were no bachelor parties. So it's...
Yeah, the no is the way to go.
Yeah. 100%. I don't even remember what I did. I went golfing or some shit. I don't even know.
I don't remember. No.
I didn't really do anything.
I mean, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. The bachelor party is not really for the bachelor. It's for the friends. Like
100%.
I mean,
I wouldn't say that's totally true, though, because you probably didn't pay for a drink that whole weekend. But...
No, I don't think I did. But.
Exactly. So it is for you. It's just for everybody else.
Yeah, that's that was just a crazy time.
Hey, ought to be young, man. Ought to be young.
I know. Now we're old as shit.
Yeah, I don't even want to stay up past 10 o'clock.
Two of us turned 38 this year. Jesus. Barry, you're what, 30-something?
I'll be 33 in August, yeah. Week after Douglas.
Larry Bird. God, we're old. And Parrot turns 28 this year. Cody turns 59.
I was about to say, he's probably going to be right up there.
Oh, yeah. He's, oh, my God. Like, and I'm sad he couldn't be on tonight, but it's, it is what it is.
Yeah, tell him to watch The Hangover. I can't believe he's never seen The Hangover.
Right.
He is if you watch it either.
Something I told him, which was great. The Cincinnati Cyclones of the ECHL, first team in history in professional hockey to start an all-black lineup.
I saw that. That was funny. Good for them, though. Good for them.
Rashee Rice, we talked about that last episode. So this was good. This is fantastic. A Louisville resident, an obvious fan, sent Oakland a check with a nice note. He says he normally sends a certain amount each year to the school that knocks Kentucky out of the tournament. This year, because of our story, he doubled the money. Truly the definition of March Madness. This is... I saw Prometica end the term of their contract with Cigna. No big deal. Dave Meltzer says Mercedes Moné needs to wrestle. Her commentary job on AEW did more harm than good. I think it was really obvious on the show tonight that she needs to wrestle. That's how I viewed it. She was out there because it was the 9 p.m. segment, and they counted on her out. They counted on her being out there to draw the number, knowing the match itself probably was not going to draw the number. I don't think Mercedes just going out there and talking is knocking anybody dead. The key to her success is having wrestling matches, just like Will Ospreay. She's not MJF, she's not CM Punk, where they can talk and the talking is good enough. When I was watching, it's like she's got to do a match because this was not, it felt like a star, it wasn't happening.
Oh, Dave.
She came out, her look was great, and she did the commentary, and I was like, nothing is happening here. And the match was fine, but it wasn't a blown away match or anything. Fun stat. 3-point field goal percentage this season. Steph Curry, 40.3. LeBron James, 41.6. Best in his career.
Nice.
And then lastly, they showed the Texas Rangers World Series ring Easter egg. So it says road dominance, 11-0, and road Rays, Orioles, Astros, Diamondbacks.
I saw that. I thought that was cool. That is a big-ass ring.
And it talked about a lot of shit, like the diamonds that were in there, the number of diamonds, the number of sapphires, number of this, number of that, ties into everything about them. Very well thought out. It's pretty cool.
You know, back to LeBron, you know, that's easy to do when you play every fifth game.
What are you talking about? He plays every game.
He does not.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he plays quite
well. I know he's 40 years old, too, but
he's the oldest player in the league. And he's still putting up 25 a night.
I know.
You better know. He hasn't sat out that much.
I'm pretty sure LeBron's probably only missed 10 games this year.
He has played. How many games have they played? 73?
Something like that, yeah.
He's played 65. He's averaging 35 minutes, 25 points per game, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists.
There you go. So he's only missed 8 games this year.
Last year, he only played 55. Year before, 56. So he's played more this year than any other year.
Well, there you go.
He's only played 82 games one time in his career.
Yeah, don't happen much.
Nope.
I did see, too, that the Bray Wyatt documentary came out today.
What's it on?
On where?
I think Peacock. I'm pretty sure.
Peacock.
Let's check that out.
Devin Booker dropped 52.
So I saw a wild thing today. I don't know if you guys have already talked about it or not, but Kevin Owens. There's a lot of similarities between Kevin Owens and Owen Hart. They like share the same birthday. They've had the Intercontinental title as many times. That's why he doesn't want to win the Intercontinental title anymore.
His kid is named Owen.
He named his kid Owen, but there's something else that ties him in with, they've held the title the same amount of days. Something else too, but I thought I came across that.
Don't let him come down any rafters.
Oh, Jesus.
That's too soon. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Peacock.
Trout hit a 473-foot homer today.
Yeah, he hit two today, actually, I saw.
He'll be called into the office here tomorrow.
The Yankees are up 5-0.
Beautiful. With Trouty.
Go Yankees.
Fuck the Yankees.
No. No. No.
Oh, yeah.
No. No, no. No more lemon pledge.
Yeah, Mr. Superman, no home.
See what Judge did. Oh, he's got a hit today. Shock. Now he's not. He's still not batting his weight. 167. Volpe's batting 500. Cabrera 444. Granted, it's so early in the season, but still sad.
Go UConn.
They're winning.
They're up by four right now.
Oh, see, it says six on my thing.
Yeah, it says six on mine too.
Calm down. I'm a minute and a half behind.
I'm watching on the same thing you are.
It depends which one you're on.
There's oh wait, no, I'm six watching ESPNs. Raw. Sorry. It's Raw. I'm watching on my phone.
There you go. Oh look, now it's six. She just made her second free throw. Everyone can calm down.
Hey, the Penguins won.
Chamberlain means.
All right. So welcome back, Dub. Hope to see you again. This is no longer McMania. We got to come up with a new name.
Yeah.
So,
Lavecchia.
Lavecchia. Stephanie McMania.
Hunterania.
The Rockathon.
The Rockathon. Bloodania.
What?
The wrestle line.
The wrestle line. The colossal tussle. Oh, God. All right. I think we're good.
The WrestleMania Thanks. Story might get finished, or it might not.
The Pat McAfee show.
Nah, we might get sued for that.
Oh, yeah. The Thunder. Wait, nope. Can't do that.
Nah, we could do the Thunder Up Under.
Thunder Up Under. Solo just bounced off a chair. That was awesome. DDT to the chair. Bennett. Sweet. So thanks, Wes Anderson. Thanks, Solwer Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping, Connell Barrett, DatingTransformation.com, Paper Denimark, Grey Key Merch, and Sparty Steve. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Time to finish the story. Triple H.
Go wrestling.